IFPRI Seminar, D8, Open Data for Agriculture, a G8 International Conference side event.
Held on May 1st, 2013, in Washington, D.C., with speaker Perian Al-Rafai of IFPRI.
Hello. I am part of the team that works on the Middle East and North Africa here at IFPRI. And I'm here to talk to you a little bit about Arab Spatial. It's a relatively newborn tool launched just early this year. And so you'll find that I'm super excited about it. And in my excitement, I may give you a lot of information about Arab Spatial. But I also wish that if you can go to the website and also check it out and hopefully give us feedback as to this first version. So Arab Spatial is an online database and mapping tool that has more than 150 food security and development related indicators. It's intended for the research community, for national agencies that influence policy, decision makers, donors, and international aid organizations, hopefully to help them design, implement, and evaluate their investment project, and just for coordination within each geographic unit as to the different social or the investment projects that exist. So what's special in Arab Spatial? Arab Spatial is the first interactive atlas for the Arab world. It's based on a consistent conceptual framework of food security for development. It's also, its innovative mapping concept and technology allows it to be flexible to accommodate a number of layers at the national, subnational, and pixel levels. It also has a dynamic display of indicators over time, and it allows the download of maps and metadata. It links food security with economic development, and it has a flexible platform that can house a wide range of variables. It really provides the big picture by mapping multiple layers or variables in one view. And of course, it also overcomes the data availability limitations that exist within the Arab world. So it's based on a consistent conceptual framework developed in-house here at IFPRI that aims to look at food security and its link to development by looking at the macro level, the macroeconomy, and the micro level, and seeing how crises and shocks and interventions influence these levels and ultimately influence economic and social development. We've collected several, we've gone to several open data sources. These are only an example of which we've used to compile the atlas. And I'll give you a couple of examples on screen with screenshots. This is a screenshot about Egypt and its infrastructure and agriculture. It shows wheat area harvested, and also ports and airports in Egypt. This is also a screenshot that shows the infrastructure around the Aswan High Dam. It identifies the dam as being both a hydropower dam and an irrigation dam on the map, and it also shows the airports that exist around the map. This is another screenshot of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. It shows the population density of Saudi Arabia, and it also shows the urban population in its main towns and cities. And at the micro level, here we show the latest estimates for stunting in Yemen by governorate. So really, we also have a dynamic feature in Arab Spatial. These series of screenshots show the evolution of conflict in Sudan and South Sudan over a roughly 10-year period. So how do we use Arab Spatial? As we said, it's intended for a series of stakeholders. And maybe if we take a look at donors and international aid organizations, we can see that they can use such a spatial tool to actually better design, implement, and evaluate their investment projects. It allows to geotag projects and the surrounding areas for M&E. This is a screenshot, this is a map actually that we composed from the Yemen Atlas, which is the predecessor to Arab Spatial, where we locate population centers, local markets, and health facilities in the Bajil district in Yemen. And as we can see, this can actually inform aid donors moving forward. So moving forward, We intend to add tools for cross and inter-country correlation and trend analyses and comparative statistics to the region. We intend to link to e-libraries for improved use as a data sharing platform. We also intend to expand to incorporate country-specific atlases within the Arab world and beyond, and hopefully have it part of an all-encompassing knowledge platform for the region. So we really hope that Arab Spatial allows us to move from being isolated, each of us doing their own thing with data, data compilation, data synthesis, analysis, and eventually evidence-based decision making, to a more collaborative, comprehensive, and overarching pathway to properly and effectively provide evidence-based research for policymakers. Thank you.